פרק חסף עין תס. כי זו עפה למניעת החלקה. To go and put earth to help you not slipping. הבעל לפזה עושה אגבי המדרכה. Person wants to put on the pavement, he wants to put offer. He wants to put earth. ומוקם שנשפח שמן, because שמן spilt a דלק or petrol or oil, also למטרת מניעת החלקה. In order to help him, not people shouldn't go and slip. So he wants to put there, he wants to put oil, or he wants to, on the oil, or on the petrol, he wants to put earth down on it, in order that shouldn't, people shouldn't slip. Yesh bedover isa drabonon, shundinir kemasakinasa karka. He is amending the ground. The ground is not able to be used. It's not able to be walked on, because people will slip. So if you go and amend it, it's considered nirikam masakin. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. The hari is the offer after mikasha, offer in a mukta. It's even though the offer which you're using, the earth which you're using is not mukta, even if it won't be mukta, that means you put it aside an erev Shabbos for it, there won't be mukta. We still wouldn't allow you to do it mikach v'aloha from boina. Omnam, but given she yesh kan chashash nezek the rabbin, there is a problem that people may get injured and they go and slip and they can get break the feet and get injured from it. Yesh lahatizos, one allows you to do it. Im e efshel asis al zinochim. We say lachatchila, one shouldn't do it oneself. One should do it alidei goyim, because it is issa from nirikim a second. So we don't want you to do it. Lachatchila, we tell you to do it alidei goyim. But if you can't find a goy, then you're also allowed to do it, because it's only issa drabbanon. Ha issa drabbanon b'mokum hezek b'mokum injury, a rabbanon allow you to do it. But it's a heta. That means lachatchila, we want you to get over the problem. You should have a goy. If you've got no way of doing it with a goy, you can do it yourself. The same thing is if you want to put salt agabe amitracha on the pavement. Amnos limloa hachlaka agabe hakerach. In order, the person should not slip on the ice. That one puts melach, one puts salt on it. In order, the person should not go and slip. It's the same halacha. Lachatchil, you should do it alidei hagoy. And b'di'evet, if you can't do anything, you're allowed to do it alidei Yisrael, because of mokum hezek to rabbim, we allow you to go and do it alidei Yisrael. Pei. Tif pei. Mutter lefazer offer she'ena mukta in melach lemineas hachlaka b'toich pei soya beisak nefes. Till now we discuss if it's outside. Outside is the place which one leaves it, and it's considered metaken. But if it's in a house or in the beisak nefes, you're allowed to do that without any problems, even a Yehudi, without a goy. The person puts earth or salt in the basic method, or in the house, one doesn't usually be mevatlit to the ground. One doesn't leave it there. One knows you put it there for a short time, and one goes and sweeps it up. You can't say it's part of the ground. The whole shaila is only if you have it outside, when you leave it there sometimes. Becomes part of the ground. But in a house or in a basic neset, in a place which is normally people live there, people don't usually leave the earth or the salt on the ground for a long time, so it doesn't come part of the ground. Therefore, one has no problem to do it with the Yehudi, even believe Hazeka the Rabbim. But in a place which is outside the house, which one leaves it, is a problem from near Kibbutz of Asaisa, so he wants you lachatchila to do it al day goy. If you don't, not possible to do it al day goy, we allow you to do it al day Yisrael.